I'm writer and comedian Emily Winter, and this is Comedians with Ghost Stories Season 3. Today on the podcast, my first repeat guest, please welcome Pete Stagmeyer. Yay!
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
And my co-host for this episode, I've got my husband Chris Caligiuro here. Chris and I both love you, Pete. And so I was like, hey, you should hop on while Pete tells a story. What I love about your story, okay, this is not a ghost story. It's just a scary story. I'm putting this up on Wednesday. We're recording this on Saturday. This happened to you on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So like what I love about this is it's fresh.
Yeah.
This, my little journalism student inside of me is like, yay, a timely story. You like started posting about this on Twitter, and I know it's not ghost, but it was so scary, relatable. I was like, oh God, we gotta put this on the pod.
It was nearly ghost. Like
basically, you tweeted, I think I just got away from an Airbnb murder house. And
yes.
Then you told your story. So what happened? Because everybody uses Airbnb, and this is like the most terrifying thing. So
not
what
Pete
happened
anymore.
To you? Yeah, not Pete anymore.
Yeah, we're hotel people now. So basically what happened was my wife and I like planned like a long weekend at like a cabin upstate New York. And we were super excited about it because it was, you know, 2020 happened. So it was like really our first time like getting to really like leave the city and like, you know, still comply with like the quarantine guidelines and things like that. So we're super excited about it. Like it's been a long time planned. And so we get to like the day before we go to the cabin, I think it was like check-in at like noon. We get a message from the Airbnb host. He's like, hey, just so you know, it's open and it's ready now. So you guys can come like whenever the door's unlocked. And so we took advantage of that because we're like, oh, this is very exciting. So we like left, I think like 6 a.m. from the city.
How long was the drive?
About 2 hours, 2.5 maybe. And it was.
You were up there by like 8:30 or 9.
Yeah, we were up there because like my wife had a work call that she wanted to do at like 9:30. Mm-hmm. So, this way we can like get set up and just kind of relax. And we get there and the cabin is like, it's pretty cute. It looks like one of those cabins that they built out of like shipping containers, but like the inside was like totally modern. It had like old wood floors. And it was like, you know, there's like quirky art. Like there was like a weird painting of like Rachel Maddow topless. And then in one of the bedrooms, there was like this weird, like probably 6 foot long mural of like taxidermied animals. And then like three dudes, like butt naked in running shoes, like just like standing amongst the taxidermied animals.
That is so weird.
That one's really weird.
Do you think, is it the same guy, right? Just three different pictures of the same naked man.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
And do you think that that's the owner of the house?
I don't think it is. It's not the, there's actually three guys that owned the Airbnb.
Okay.
And like I only had like the pictures of like the guy on the listing and it didn't look like him.
Okay.
Maybe they were representations of the three owners. Naked representations.
It's really weird to have a naked man among taxidermied animals as art. Art and, in your Airbnb.
Exactly. And then there was also like a dead raccoon that was like stuffed, but it was like stuffed in like not like a fun like, because if I'm going to stuff a raccoon, like, I'm going to have some fun with it. It's going to be like, you know, digging through like a little trash can or something like that. It's going to be like, but this was just like, like scary looking raccoon.
Like it's like a containment for evil or something.
Kind of. And it was like a skinny raccoon, which isn't like, they're not cute if they're skinny.
Yeah.
And
that's what people say about me. That's why.
And it was like on this, like, it was on like the, there was like a little loft, that you could like climb a ladder to, and I didn't, but like it was like right there. So like if you just turned like out of the corner of your eye, there's just like this raccoon that like scared the shit out of you for like a split second. You're like, this is funny.
This is just a weird Airbnb from
yeah, it's a weird Airbnb, but like we're thinking like it's quirky and we're not really paying attention to anything because like we just like we haven't left our apartment really in like almost a year.
Yeah.
And so we're like, this is great. Like my wife did her work calls, and then I go to the grocery store. And like, I leave my wife and my two dogs, which are like pugs, so they're not going to be any help. And like, I go to the grocery store, and like, this cabin's like middle of nowhere. And it's like, if you're a Simpsons fan, like, you'll appreciate it's on Terwilliger Road.
Oh yeah.
So like, and I remember like thinking that when I like drove and I saw like on the GPS, it's like, turn on Terwilliger Road, like Sideshow Bob. And like, you know, dumb stuff. Like, didn't give it any second thought. Like, there's no way that's like intentional. And it, but it takes like 20 minutes to drive from this cabin to the to like the town with like a Walmart.
Right.
So, and it's on like 135 acres, like really secluded, right?
Yeah, it's really secluded. There's like, when you pull up, like when you get off like the main road or the road that the cabin is on, like you drive up a hill like slightly, and there's a farmhouse. And then if you like take a left at the farmhouse, like the driveway is probably goes like another 500-600 feet to the cabin.
So who was in the farmhouse at this point?
So the owners of the Airbnb said they were in the farmhouse.
Okay.
Like, cause they're like, hey, like if you need anything, like we're in the farmhouse, just let us know.
Gotcha. So this is like set back from the road and there's like no neighbors. You're just secluded on your own.
Yeah, there's no neighbors. You're secluded on your own. There's like woods. Like the front of the cabin is like, and also like this cabin is like, one of the things that I liked about it at first was floor to ceiling glass. So like you could look out because it was like 15 degrees, but you could like look out and you could see like the beginnings of the Catskills and like the mountains and stuff like that. Like we had a great sunset, and then behind the house was like woods that like went up a hill, and.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Like I got some really good pictures. And then like, yeah, so like, but then you had to go past the farmhouse to like leave. And okay. So that would
feel safe to know that you have the owners there right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's still like, it's still far enough away to like feel pretty private and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the town and they have like their own, like they have their own like Wi-Fi network for the cabin because it's like by itself. I have no idea what it was connected to. Right. Like maybe like satellite or something like that, but it said like range extender, but like I couldn't see any wires like going to it, so I'm not really sure what the deal was with it. But like we realized when I was shopping that like they had like a smart TV that was like hooked up to Netflix and stuff like that, and it worked great if you were like watching Netflix on their stuff. But like if I was like, I'm a really bad grocery shopper.
Yeah.
So I like every, you know, 10 minutes, I'm like, hey, is this okay? And like sending a picture to my wife, like, is this, you know, the thing that you want? Or like, should I, like, so I need the help. But what we noticed was like anything that was like like communication based, like Facebook Messenger, textbook messenger, or like texting and stuff like that. Like those got all wonky. Like she wouldn't see those, or sometimes like she'd respond and I wouldn't get it for like 10, 15 minutes.
I feel like that is really common up there though. Like,
we
go to the Catskills a lot. And we got married up there, and it was like, when our guests came to our wedding, there's no cell service. And like, while the internet while you might be able to watch TV easily, it's the phone communication in upstate New York is just like really not there.
Like, my wife's family has a cabin upstate too. And that's the thing. Like there's like the one post, like on the front porch where like, if you put a cell phone, like you can get like a bar, like people like know like the cell phone like spot. And so we kind of expected that, but with like the Wi-Fi and stuff like that, we were like, okay, like we could get a little work done here and it'll be, so that like at the time, like didn't seem weird at all. And we're just like, okay, that's up north living.
Yeah.
And then I get back to the cabin maybe an hour or so later, and I start a fire in the fireplace that they have. And at this point, it's probably like 3 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
Like the fire like heats up and obviously like gets very hot. So I decide to crack a window.
Mm-hmm.
And when like I go to open the window, it's so weird because like the window is huge. It's basically like a door. Yeah. But it's like a foot off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I like open the window, instead of like, you know, you think it's going to like hinge and like, you know, open it a couple inches and you'll be fine. It slides like silently into the apartment, like completely.
Yeah.
Weird.
And so it was like, it was on like guide rails and stuff like that. And I've seen like the weird, like European windows that'll like, you know, can like open and like fall forward or do whatever. But this just kind of like fell like forward, but like in a way to where like, if you were outside, like mm-hmm. and you pushed it right, like if it was unlocked, like you could just treat it like a door and get into the apartment.
Wow.
Did it swing open or like it fell like forward, like towards you?
It kind of like came down and out, like kind of like, you know how like those Tesla or like Lamborghini doors like kind of go up.
Yeah.
Like, it did that, but like going down, or like when like a plane's like staircase like unfurls.
Uh-huh. Okay, right.
So it's kind of like that. Like I don't know how like the best way to describe it, but it kind of like it came out, like it opened like way more than it should have. And it did it like silently into the apartment. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. Like, but again, like I'm not really thinking anything is up at this point. And at this point too, like I also start noticing that there's a bunch of like giant holes all over the floor of the apartment.
What are they like?
Like at first, like they look like little knot holes, right? Like, but yeah. there were a bunch of them. Like if you look at the listing, like you can see like groups of like five or six of them, and they're like the size of a quarters. And
did you like flash a light down to see like, yeah, like what's, or put your finger in or anything?
Yeah.
I didn't. Because like, again, like at the, like when I noticed it the first time, like my first thought was like, oh man, I hope like my dog doesn't like stick a paw down there and like, or like, you know, like, you know, get hurt or something like that. But I didn't think it was a big deal. And I'm like, oh, it's like reclaimed lumber. Everything, like, I'm sure it's fine. Like, it just adds to the rustic charm.
Right. So you're like in this mode of walking around your Airbnb being like, which I think a lot of people who have used Airbnb experience be like, oh, that's weird. That's, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, it's kind of odd. So you're just like in that phase where you're like,
everything's going to be okay. Like,
it's got some quirks and I'm seeing them now.
Yeah, exactly. And we're like, we had the Airbnb for like the whole weekend. So we're like, that's just like, yeah, it's quirks. Exactly.
Yeah.
If it was like, you know, one or two of them, like I'd be like, okay, cool. But there had to be upwards of 60 or 70 of these things.
Wow.
And
did you have basement access?
No. As far as I am aware, I don't know that there was a basement. Like there wasn't like stairs or anything like that.
Okay.
But if you look down, like they did like look dark,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not like, I wasn't really paying that much attention at the time to, right. to that.
Okay. So we have this weird art, these holes all over your floor.
The windows
that just open like a door, and they're all floor to ceiling windows.
Yeah. And then like, so another hour or two passes and like, it starts to get dark. And because we like left early in the morning, probably around like 9 o'clock or so, we're like, hey, like, you know, let's go lay down, like get some sleep and we can get back at it in the morning.
Like you're beat. You left at 6 a.m.
Yeah. It was just time. But then like, yeah. I realized like, oh, there's no shades for the windows. Like only one of the windows in one of the bedrooms had any kind of shade at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's weird. But like, I guess it's part of the view. Right. You know, that's what we're paying for. But then like I go to the front door to lock it and it doesn't lock. I spin the lock and it just like, I could rotate the knob, like, you know, maybe a quarter to a half turn.
Okay.
But the bolt like didn't push out at all.
Okay.
Like yeah. Nothing moved. It felt like the handle just like spun, but it wasn't like connected to the guts inside the door.
Okay.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Like even if the option is like we don't lock our doors, it's like I want to know that I could lock a door.
Yeah,
exactly. And so like I'm like, that's weird. And so then I open the door and I start like trying again. And I'm like, maybe it's like hitting the door frame or something like that, and I'm not seeing it. But the bolt just like doesn't move. And I'm like, okay, that's a little weird. Sure. And so then like I'm still thinking, because like I used to work as a locksmith, so like I have a pretty good understanding of like doors and stuff like that. I'm like, but you know, like I start doubting myself. I'm like, I'm sure it's nothing. Like, let me go check, like, because there was a back door.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to that door, completely unlocked. like it's been unlocked the whole day.
Hate it.
Yeah. Like that's a huge Airbnb no-no.
Yeah, we stayed in an Airbnb in November, and there was a back slider that had a lock that didn't work.
Oh yeah.
But in the track, they had put a piece of wood. So like when you were done with it, you could put that there and it would not
effectively lock.
Yeah.
I've definitely like had doors like that as well. Like these were like the swinging kind of doors. So like they weren't like the sliding glass ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I remember like opening that and being like, holy, like I thought this was locked all day.
Yeah.
Like, cause why wouldn't it be? And so then I start like playing with that one and it's the exact same thing. Like both doors, like the locks were broken in the exact same way. Like
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at this point, like I'm starting to get like pretty nervous because like I'm an Army veteran. So like I have residual like PTSD. I'm trying to like play it cool because I'm still like, I'm sure like there's a totally plausible explanation for this. Right. Like don't ruin the weekend for my wife because she's really been looking forward to it. And then my wife like texts one of the guys.
Yeah, this is the point where I feel like it's time to text. To message these people. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's like, hey, like just like the doors don't lock. Is there something like that we need to be doing differently? And he sends back like a text message like a couple minutes later. And he's like, oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe the door jamb froze. And I'm like, no, like it's like the inside part of the lock. He's like, well, maybe that's frozen. Like it's pretty cold. And I grew up in Wisconsin. I know what a frozen lock feels like. This ain't it. Like it's not even cold to the touch. And also like, I didn't want to tell him because I don't want to lose my Airbnb deposit, but I already like thought about that. So I like took a lighter and heated up the bolt of the lock. And it's still like the problem was inside.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So then he says, cause like earlier, like when they like texted us and we were setting everything up, they're like, hey, we're going to be in the farmhouse. Like, don't worry. Like if you need anything, like we can be there like right away. And then he goes and says, yeah, we're in Brooklyn right now. So like we could send somebody in the morning. Yeah. And
too many lies. Yeah.
And this is when my mind like starts like really racing. And so he's like, yeah, we're not around. We can send somebody in the morning. He's like, hey, but like nobody here locks their doors. It's like, he's like, you'll be fine. And I don't like you'll be fine. Like, that's not a good answer for me. Like that's a little patronizing. And, also like at this point I realize, holy shit. Like he knows this is broken. Because they never gave us keys.
Right. I was going to say like you never got keys. You never got like a digital access thing.
Yeah. There's no digital access thing. Like there should be keys. And then I'm like, oh my God, they've known this whole time. Like, because they didn't even give us keys. Like, and we didn't think about it when we like checked in. Right. Cause they're like, hey, the door's open. And we kind of assumed like doors open, they'll be on the table or like in a drawer or something.
You'll find them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
the directions for the house, like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is how the garbage goes. Also, here are your keys. Like, I feel like if you're an Airbnb host, like keys is like, it's gotta be a top 10 thing.
Yeah, top five.
Yeah. Top five.
I would say a locking door is like the bare minimum for an Airbnb. Like, I don't think you could rent a closet without a lock.
Right. Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, I tell my wife, I'm like, just stop texting him. Because like now my horror movie instincts are like really taking over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if we tell them that we're leaving, that's going to end badly. And I have this like really bad feeling of being watched. Like really, really bad. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, there's just like my spider sense is like somebody is watching you. And I kind of felt it like throughout most of the day. Mm-hmm. But like, especially like from the back of the house.
Where the woods are.
Yeah, where the woods are. And I would like spend some time like looking out there. And like part of me, like when you go up to the woods and stuff like that, like you try to see things that aren't there, like because you're always like looking for like bear and deer. Yeah. And like you're always like you're kind of hoping to see something, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, that's what that is. Like that's like my wife's a therapist. If I tell her I'm scared, she's gonna like make fun of me and be like, no, that's just like you're expecting to see stuff, like stop ruining my vacation.
I love that you're like, my wife's a therapist. If I tell her I'm scared, she'll make fun of me. That's not
No, she's a saint, but she's like, she's very good at like, yeah, like sometimes I just like think things are like weird and she's like, no, that's like completely normal. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, like that makes sense. And also like, I just didn't want to ruin the trip for her, but at this point I'm pretty sure I'm visibly freaking out.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, okay, like, and I start like looking around, for like ways to, cause now I have two doors to secure. And I'm like, well, I'm not sleeping, but like she should get some sleep and then we can try to figure this out in the morning. But then like I grab a couple chairs to like put in front of the doors. Mm-hmm. And I realize like the door's open to the outside.
That's not
which
typical,
is weird.
Right?
Yeah,
I've never seen a door open to the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really weird.
And I'm like, this is like once that happened, because like then I couldn't even put like I put like an empty soda can on the door. I'm like, okay, if somebody opens this, like it'll fall and we'll hear it. I'm like, if I need to make like Vietnam War traps, like to feel safe in an Airbnb, like we need to get out.
You're like digging pits in front of the doors.
And like, this is the part too, like where I'm like, if this is a horror movie, I would be screaming, get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Like they already know that, you know, so like time is running out. And like, this is just like all going on in my head. And I'm like, hey, we need to go. And my wife's like, she's like, you look really weird. And I'm like, yeah, I don't feel safe. And then I kind of like explain, I'm like, they knew about the keys. Like they've been lying to us this whole time. Like, and I like also like, while I was feeling like the search, like I looked for cameras. Like I felt like so uneasy that I like started searching for cameras and didn't find any. But at this point I'm like, pack up everything. We're going to go. And my wife is a saint. And so as I'm packing up the car and like going back and forth and stuff like that, she loads the dishwasher and runs it because she doesn't want to leave a mess, which I like absolutely love. Like my Midwestern
reaction to like you saying you wanted to go. Was she like trying to talk you into staying, or was she like, nah, this feels wrong?
Yeah, at this point she kind of like feels a little bit, but she like sees that I'm like, I'm typically like the cooler head when it comes to like being scared and stuff like that. Like, cause we go out to the cabin a lot, like the family cabin, and she's like, I don't like the woods. I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's fine. Like we'll hear a sound. I'm like, oh, that's a screech owl, or that's, you know, whatever. Right. And, so like, typically I'm the cooler head with that. Like same with like, if we stay at like old hotels and stuff like that, like I love like ghosts and things like that. And she does not. So she's typically the one that scares easier.
So you guys balance each other out a little bit.
Yeah, we definitely do. Like we're a really good match like that. And yeah. So I think that most of it was like, she saw like how scared I was. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we are not safe. And like, I will figure out a way to like make the trip up to you, because I still felt bad about that. But I'm like, we need to leave right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like her seeing you like that is like, okay, no questions. Like,
yeah,
not a typical way to see your husband.
Yeah, because like I get this like spidey sense sometimes. Like we almost got mugged like a year ago, maybe a little less. But like I could see this guy like following us while we were walking our dogs, and then mm-hmm. he like ran in front of us a little bit, and then like tried to get to like the point in the path where like we would have to like walk past him. Mm-hmm. And he was just like looking sketchy. She kind of noticed him a little bit too, and I'm like, we need to turn around and go. Like we need to just take the dogs a different way. Like that guy is gonna mug us. And she's like, yeah, that guy was giving me weird vibes. So she like, she kind of like trusts that. Like when I gave her the option, like, do you want to pack, or do you want, like, we can just get the fuck out now and I will come back tomorrow. Like I'll drive back up during daylight. I'll bring like a friend and we can get our stuff. And she's like, just tell me like, and at this point I'm like, I think if we stay tonight, we are going to be murdered. And
So you pack up, she does the dishes.
Yeah. I pack up, we do the dishes. We get in the car. And we start driving off, and we notice that there's people in the farmhouse. Like there's like still like a car that's like parked there and like lights on. So like,
whoa, somebody there. So somebody's in the farmhouse, but it's not according to them, it's not the owners.
Yeah. According to like the guy who was like the Airbnb host, he's like, well, I'm in Brooklyn. So like, we're not going to be able to help you. But like, there were people, like there was a car and there were lights on in the farmhouse. I didn't see people, but like at this point I'm like, okay, like we need to go.
What kind of car?
It was like a pickup truck.
Okay.
Oh, the worst car that could be there.
Yep, yep, yep. Horror movie car.
Yeah, horror movie car. Like old, like probably looked like, you know, 96 like Ford F-150 or something like that. And so then, like, we like get off, like, we get off like the driveway into the road, make it 50 feet, deer runs in front of the car.
Oh my God, it's so scary.
And I'm just like, at this point, like, I'm just like full horror movie mind. I'm like, that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah, like,
if you hit it, we're not stopping. And like, luckily, like the deer like ran, like it was like a good ways in front of us. So it just like crossed the road, but it like scared the shit out of me at the time. Sure. But then I like drive, you know, onto like the state highway, like to get back to the interstate. And so I've only made like two turns at this point, and there's really like, it's the only way to like get back to like the town. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, like maybe 5 minutes later, a pickup truck like turns the corner and starts screaming at us. And
is there anybody else on the road really?
No, there's nobody else. Like, and that's,
yeah.
And it starts like screaming, like just going really fast, like in our direction. And I'm like, holy shit. And my wife's like, you look like you've seen a ghost. I'm like, I'm about to. And
was it the same truck?
I don't know. Like, that was my thought, though. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. It's them thought. Because it's like on our bumper, and it's got like the brights on, and it's like up our ass. And I'm like, I drive like very snow. It's snowy at this point. Like, and I'm a very cautious driver, but at this point I'm doing 75 on like a country road.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like
while it's snowing, and this car is up our ass.
It's like, and why wouldn't the car just, if there's nobody on the road, just go around you guys?
Yeah, it could have easily passed us, but it didn't. And so I'm like, holy shit, like this is the murder hobos. Yeah. And like they're gonna get us. And so I like keep going, and like my car is like built for hamsters. It is not it's not like one that you would see in any Fast and Furious movie. And I'm going like fast as I like really can, and then like we hit town and the car turns off like pretty much as soon as we hit like the city limits.
Wow.
And from there, like, we didn't stop like until we got to like New York City.
Was your wife freaked at this point?
Yeah. And she's like, okay, that was weird.
Yeah. Was racing?
Yeah, it was nuts. And like I the adrenaline high and stuff like that. Like, I made it like all the way, like 2.5 hours back to the city, like no stops. I'm like, if we run out of gas, I'll push the car back home. and just like got into our parking garage and just felt like the biggest sense of relief that I've ever.
Oh, yeah. You like get to New York, you like take a whiff of like piss on the streets, and you're like, oh, God, I'm safe.
Yeah. Like, was it like Morgan Freeman and like the Robin Hood movie where he like kisses the beach? Like when he like gets off the boat.
Yeah.
Like,
so what did you do when, like, so what did you tell, were you like, what's up with the people in the house, Airbnb host?
Yeah, did you message them or did they reach out to you?
So the next morning, like, we slept until like 9 a.m. and I'm like, I want to see like what happens, like if they message us first or what goes on. And my wife canceled the reservation like on the app. And so maybe like 2 minutes later, we get a message from the people on Airbnb. That's like, hey, like, looks like you guys left and canceled the reservation. Everything okay? And we're like, not really. No, like the doors didn't lock. They're like, yeah, but like we told you it was like because of the cold. Like the farmhouse is like empty. Like if we knew you were unsafe, like you could have like stayed in the farmhouse.
Oh my God, no way.
And I'm like, I don't go to a location. That's horrible.
Did you just say?
Like, I'm not going to a second location.
Oh, yeah, right.
Even if it's empty, it's like, no, that's not.
And it wasn't, like, because we saw, like, the lights and, like,
the car vehicle there.
And
did you tell him that?
Like, at that point, I did not. Like, but he was, like, saying, he's like, you know, I don't understand. And that's when I hit him with, like, this long message. I'm like, hey, like, I worked as a locksmith. Like, those doors, like, they weren't frozen, they were broken, and they were deliberately broken, and we didn't feel safe. And he's like, well, you know, it's because somebody stole the keys.
Not a thing to say.
I'm like, okay, so you're admitting that you like knowingly, at the very least, like devil's advocate, like you knew that like somebody had the keys. Well, he said somebody made off with the keys. He's like, you know,
somebody made off with the keys?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so that's not better. Like, you can't rent us. You can't rent us an Airbnb, like, if you know that somebody out there has the keys and you don't know where the keys are.
You changed the locks.
Yeah.
You got the locks. Sorry.
And, like, they had to know about it because he's like, yeah, like we were going to do that after you guys left because it's going to be $400 to change the locks. I'm like, so you already had this quoted out? Like you knew?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh.
And like looking back, like in my head, like that, that night I was 100% convinced that we were going to be murdered. Like I knew that they were lying to us. Like nothing seemed right. And then like, even in the morning, like when we were like talking to them and Airbnb, like when we called to complain with them, cause they started like calling my wife's phone and like leaving like messages outside of the Airbnb app and like texting her phone, like privately to be like, hey, like, why don't you guys come back? Like,
ew.
Like they tried to get us to come back this morning. They're like, why don't you do like another, like you can stay in the cabin for free sometime.
Ew, no.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, just give us our money back. Like, and like we told Airbnb that like you lied about the keys and like they were like, oh yeah, that's very clear cut that they knew about this. And like best case scenario, like even if you weren't going to murder us, like you knowingly like lied to us like several times.
Yeah.
To get us there.
Well, they got you in a danger. They put you in a dangerous situation where somebody that they don't know has the keys to the Airbnb and then and the place doesn't lock. Right. And then on top of all of it. But there's a mystery person staying in the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Like, cause I saw like, and this is another thing that I didn't really think of, like at the time, but there were like footprints, like at the back door and the back window that opened like in the snow.
Oh no. My God. I got chills.
And like,
so somebody had been there.
Yeah. And like, was it probably innocent? Like, was it probably like they used the back door to like load the firewood? I don't know why they would be by the window, but like, those are things like afterwards that I'm like, no, like I still feel very strongly that like it was a murder house. And like it had, like, cause the other thing too was like the Airbnb reviews on it were like really good.
Yeah. Like, I looked at the whole listing and yeah, they were really high marks. People just being like, lovely, like relaxing weekend. Yeah.
Not one of them mentioned anything weird about the doors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which they would have, you know that. Yeah. Like, yeah.
For sure. Like that's like, I don't care if the bed's uncomfortable, but like if the doors don't lock or they don't give you keys, that's making it into a review. And none of that happened. So like I'm a horror movie buff. So now I'm like, what if they just like kill everyone in 10? So they get their reviews, they make their money and then they like find people that like, aren't going to be missed. I think we would be missed. Like I'm, but you know, like it just like, and my mind's like going crazy at this point. And, but I think that like, I mean, I honestly think like watching horror movies and stuff like that, like probably like, I feel like it saved our lives.
So what did Airbnb say? They were like, you get your money back and we're so sorry. And we're taking this. Cause like it's still, the listing's still there.
The listing is still there. We're trying to see like what's going to happen with that. Like the guy who's working on our case is off for the weekend, so we're going to find out Monday.
Oh okay. Yeah, let us know.
But like when we called, like the guy, like we told him, and he's like, "Oh yeah, no, that's not right." And
yeah, that's. I mean, it is nuts. Like the way that he like kept twisting the door and lock thing, and then finally being like, "The keys are stolen." If that's even true, is like, it's like nothing he said is like comforting or okay.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah. Oh don't worry, they're just frozen. Oh yeah, they're broken. Oh the keys are, like, none of it is good.
Yeah
And like even if the keys like were stolen or whatever, like that doesn't change the fact that the locks were broken. Like having the key wouldn't lock those doors.
Right. So let's speculate. What do we think? So you think that this is Airbnb, the owners of the Airbnb that have a murder house?
That's my thought, yes.
My first instinct is that somebody has taken the keys and like fucked with, like aren't necessarily the owners, but like have like somehow maybe have their eye on it, or maybe they're one of the people that like, you know, brings the firewood or whatever. And they noticed that the Airbnb or that the farmhouse was gone. Maybe they even talked to the owners and they're like, okay, this is my weekend.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what they wanted off you. If they wanted to steal stuff or if they wanted to have a sex party or if they wanted to kill you.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's gotta be like,
that's Exactly. And that's like, and I don't know, like, cause I don't want to like completely slander the owners. Like if they had nothing to do with it, but like the fact is,
well,
like,
they made huge mistakes, even if they're not murderers.
Yeah.
That's
what it felt like. It felt like, and my wife said the same thing. She's like, maybe like somebody like that cleans the Airbnb, like took it and they were going to rob us. But then like in my head, I'm like, nobody's reporting on Airbnb that they're getting robbed. So they're not leaving witnesses.
Right.
And like, it just didn't add up. Like there were too many, like, and I was like, as I was putting the pieces together, I'm just like, oh no. And, and I don't know like what the deal with that truck was. Like chances are like, it was just some random person in a pickup truck, but that was the most terrifying thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah. That's pretty scary. I mean, I can see like the farmhouse being like a friend of one of the, you said that there's three owners.
Yeah.
Like it could be like a friend of one of the owners who knows like, oh, they're actually not in town. So like we can go hang out at the farmhouse. The door thing is just the weirdest thing. It's like inexplicable to me. Like that, the farmhouse and like people partying there with a truck there, like I could see, but like the door situation makes no sense at all.
Like put yourself in my shoes. Like if you were with your family and you were in a place that didn't lock and the owners were like knowingly dishonest with you and like lied about like the locks freezing. And then we're like, oh, somebody made off with the keys and like decided not to tell you, like, would you stay? Like, would you trust them to go to a second, like a second location? Like, absolutely not. Like, I just like stop contacting us and like, give us our money back. It was like pretty much all I said.
This is like my biggest fear with Airbnb. I never felt this way until during this pandemic. Obviously, you're not like gonna, we often go upstate with like 17 people and it's just like a big mess. But during this pandemic, when we just went, the two of us, I was like, oh yeah, this is scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
No, I would be freaked out too.
Woo! What do you think?
I think, well, it's just, like I said, the door is just so hard to explain. Like, the farmhouse feels like explicable, but
I think the farmhouse is weird.
It's weird, but I could see like I said, a friend of a friend being like going there and partying. But my inclination for these things is usually like weird sex stuff.
Yeah, like somebody was gonna shove me in a closet and feed me beans.
or they were like, somebody's gonna come by and be like, oh hey, like we know the owners and here we brought a bunch of beers and oh shoot, my wife's top fell off. You know what I mean? Like, but like that is my inclination, is that like somebody, like they were gonna come there and people were gonna try to like party or get you to swing or something.
Yeah, that's not better. I mean, I guess it's better than murder.
Swinging but... next to murder. Yeah,
but the door thing, like I said, the door thing changes the game. I just like don't know. My only explanation is that they don't have keys, they don't care to have keys, and they're when people ask about it, they try to come up with an explanation that will satisfy them, but they don't lock the doors.
So I think that this is a first time offense here because of all the good reviews, unless they're killing every 1 in 10 guests or whatever, because it definitely would be on there if they let people live and
they could be paying people for good reviews.
That's true.
That is true.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's very true.
Those could just all be fake or bots or different IP addresses or whatever.
This is so crazy because it's an unsolved mystery.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you guys left so that you're alive, but like, I just want to know what would have happened. Cause this is like, is this a series of coincidences and bad owners or like pickup truck, farmhouse, doors, windows, holes in the floor? Like, is this all just a series of crazy coincidences or is there something more? And like,
that was like something that like we wrestled with and like,
yeah.
Cause it was like, and that was like, that was kind of like my rule, like with when I was like deciding and like telling my wife, I'm like, we need to go. Cause I'm like, look, any one of these I could understand. Like if it was just like, oh, the window opens like weird and like silently, like, and is basically a door. Like that's, I get that. If it was just like, oh yeah, like they forgot to give us the keys or something like that. And some guy's like, oh yeah, like, sorry about that. Like, and figured it out. But like, for like 7 or 8 things, like to all coincide, like for the both locks to be broken in exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Like that's too many coincidences. There, like, there's not straight lines in nature. Like, that's too many things to just be coincidence.
A lot piling up, and especially for people who whose minds are probably like, I'm sure you're like us, or your mind's already racing most of the time, and also you have inhaled a lot of pop culture.
Yeah, I'm thinking like this whole time of like horror movies. Like, I almost went into the bathroom to do like the fingernail test on the mirror to see if it was like a two-way mirror. But then I'm like, it shares the wall with the bedroom. Like, there's no way like this could be.
What's the fingernail test?
So like with a two-way mirror, like if you put like your finger, like if you put your finger against the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, I think if there's a gap, like then it's a two-way mirror. If it's not, then there's like, then you should be able to like touch your own finger.
Oh, well, good to know.
Yeah.
Like, Airbnbs.
Oh my God.
Like, look up like fingernail mirror test. Like, yeah. Cause I could have it completely backwards.
Before we got on this podcast, I was looking up the town that you were in, which was Napanock, New York. And I was looking up, like Airbnb, sex house, murder dungeon. I was trying to Google anything to like find like.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, what I did find is that in Athens, Greece, for $242 a night, you can rent a sex dungeon.
Cool.
Which is and it's like BDSM, and it has all the like stuff on the wall. And,
that's above board. You know what you're getting.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's really clean and nice. If you're into that sort of thing, yeah. So I couldn't find any, but you know,
we're going to keep an eye out.
We're going to keep an eye out.
And let us know what your lawyer says.
Yeah. I think like one thing, like, cause I work in tech, and like, I was thinking like, this should be a feature for Airbnb. And if you're listening, Airbnb, like, please implement this. Like, they should have a feature where like, cause you know how, like when you look at an Airbnb, like it doesn't give you the address until you book it.
Yeah.
Like, you should have a secondary contact that gets that address and is like, hey, like Chris and Emily just booked a stay at 123 Fake Street from this day to this day. And like, just like, you could, somebody that you can pick to be like a trusted person. So that, like,
it's an emergency contact thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that, yeah, if you like, if you don't come back or whatever, like somebody at least has the email to be like, well, they were here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like how Uber has like the view my ride. Like,
yeah.
Well, Pete, this was amazing. Keep us posted.
Please. I will. I will let you know what happens and like what Airbnb says.
So, Pete, where can people find you on the internet and plug anything you would like to plug?
Awesome. So you can find me on Facebook at Pete Stegmeyer, Twitter, it's Peter J. You can also check out my podcast. It's called I Can Steal That, and it's about heist scams and cons. And that's on all the social medias at I Can Steal That. And that's a lot of fun. So I actually, like with the podcast, I have a book coming out in the fall. So that's going to be called Heist. And I will have like a little bit more details on that soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like this podcast, please go ahead and rate and review it on iTunes, which will help other people find it and make me very happy. You can also support the podcast by Venmoing me directly at Emily-Winter. You can follow me on social media, Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter. And you can join my mailing list via my website, emilywintercomedy.com. And I appreciate any and all of those things. They help me survive and help me thrive and help me tell you about, hopefully, in 2021, live events that we'll have and upcoming episodes of the podcast and other fun stuff I've been working on. Anyway, that's all. Have a great day.